Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. And today I've got, and I've kind of slipped up here a little bit. My guest, John Allier. Good morning, John.
Morning, John.
I haven't been able to, or I haven't checked in with you for quite a while now, and here we are probably days from you going to the field, or at least it appears to be that way. Is that right?
Yeah, I set some bases on some corn that'll be, it's got to have there by November 17th, and so I plan on probably Sunday starting to shell.
And I'm sure you've tested and looked and done. How dry is the corn right now?
Well, I pulled a few ears today, and I was getting about 28, a little wetter than I hoped, but they got a special deal on drying, and I think I'm just going to haul it there right out of the field.
You know, early, John, when the crop went in the ground and come out of the ground, we were setting ourselves up, and I think everybody was very optimistic about the yield. It looked, the potential looked really, really good early. Pricing is really, really good, or had been and has been. Are you still as optimistic on yield now as you were back 3 months ago?
No, not quite. We had that really hot spell in August. Especially the middle of the late August, got really hot like everybody did, but and we stayed dry. That hurt, I think, some kernel size and some test weight, I'm guessing. I definitely know the kernel size is a little smaller than what I'd hoped. Test weight, I don't know yet, but that's going to factor into it. I really thought the way things looked, and we had a good crop last year, the thing was going to be as good or better than last year, but now I'm thinking it might be a little under last year.
I guess we had some dry weeks and days here in August here late that you think kind of hurt the beans more than, well, certainly more than you hoped, but, or what you was hoping for more rainfall, but we were dry there for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Beans are so much harder to tell, especially in different, maturity ranges. We've got anywhere from 3.0 to 3.7s. What we planted early was 3.0s. They had already quit flowering. So I don't think it hurt the flowers like it did, except it might have dropped some blooms, but I don't appear to have done that so much, but this affect the seed size. That's the big thing coming into late August, is that rain really makes the bigger seed on early varieties. Now, these later varieties, I'm guessing they dropped a few blooms and there'll be a little bit of thin spots in those stems and nodes. So you'll probably see a gap in there, and this late rain's really, I think, going to help them at the top of the plants and these later maturity beans.
Some comments we've had in the past few weeks, and I don't know if you experienced any yourself, but in the beans, the SDS, did you see any in your fields?
At first, I didn't think we'd seen it. I saw some in some other fields, but then later on, late August, I started seeing some, especially in the way in rows where you normally see some, but I didn't see it where it is nearly as prevalent as we've had in the past. And it's a little hard to tell where I was seeing it. It was also our droughtier fields, and being a 3.0 bean in those droughtier fields, what was maturing because, or what was dying from drought, what was maturing, and also what was the SDS was doing it.
John, so I guess getting back to the yield part of it a little bit, beans, corn suffered more, which one?
Yet to be determined. I don't know. I'd say beans, just because they really need that rain in August. But till we get in the fields, I don't know.
Let's talk about corn and bean pricing right now. And in the last couple of weeks, they've kind of, I guess they're trying to find some direction. I know there's a market report that comes out Friday, and maybe that'll give some, you know, some direction to the beans and corn. But just not much been going on here. If anything, maybe to the negative side.
Well, I think a little bit of that, but also the western states have gotten some rain now that they hadn't had, and that's going to help a little bit for them. And then you had that Hurricane Ida, which really hurt the Gulf area, damaged some terminals down that area, and that's probably got some factor with it, too.
You think, well, I guess the export, you don't see anything happening there, or?
I don't see they, you know, China was buying some beans when they got a little lower there in August, and there was a week or so they bought some substantial beans. But they're saying they're trying to turn to Brazil now a little bit when beans kind of bounce back up. So I don't know if they're buying yet at this point. It goes back down. Maybe they will again. But that's been back and forth.
John, let's take a short break and we come back. I'll throw a couple more questions at you.
CoAlliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, is committed to cultivating communities, standing behind their value of conservation and service in rural and urban communities. They're proud to have a strong history in their hometowns. They look for new ways to cultivate success in the communities that they call home. Agronomy, liquid fuels, propane, home heat, and grain marketing. CoAlliance Cooperative, your local farmer-owned cooperative and part of the community since the 1920s.
We spend our entire lives hearing the word no, and we're always told what we can't do. My fellow Americans, it's time that we stand up for ourselves and what we want. It's time that we say yes. When it comes to high-speed internet, say yes to an LBC. When it comes to no data caps, say yes to an LBC. When it comes to free installation and local customer service, say yes to an LBC. Join the Say Yes movement right now at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected.
Did you know Indiana Farm Bureau offers its members thousands of discounts and everyday expenses? A Farm Bureau membership gives you access to more than 250,000 offers, such as discounts on hotels, rental cars, flowers, restaurants, movies, equipment, vehicles, and more. This includes featured discounts with major brands like Ford, John Deere, and Granger. Using just one of Indiana Farm Bureau's member discounts can save you more than the cost of your annual membership. Anyone can become a member. Find out more at infb.org today.
Back now with area farmer John Allian. Combine ready, John?
I got to do a little bit more to the bean head. Got the corn head, worked on it last week. I think I got it ready. The combine itself, I hope, is ready. As far as I know, it is, and we'll find out next week.
One thing I want to talk, and again, a lot of talk been going on here recently, inputs for next year. You know, that's a, and I guess we kind of thought this all along this was going to happen, but boy, I'm hearing some pretty high prices for next year on inputs.
Oh, it's scary. Yeah, we knew it was going, but inflation's taken off with it, and then just they're trying to create, what I understand, they're trying to control the supply, which is really jacking up the price, or and then also bringing in fertilizer from outside the country's an issue because they got to match interior prices. I've understood that's an issue, but they're just not stockpiling like was, and even propane. They're not stockpiling propane, so they're trying to create a supply issue. And when you create a supply issue, they want to raise the price, and it's and that's what they're doing. What I understand, and we booked some potash for next year, twice as much as it was last year, and I heard as much as three times now. We did 28, and it was twice as much higher. Phosphate, I didn't get it booked early enough. If it was a time, I don't know, but it is skyrocketed three times more. So I don't know what to do with the phosphates at this point.
Then I've also heard that even some of these herbicides and chemicals are might be in short demand.
Well, we saw that with the Liberty and the Roundups. It was hard to find. Especially Liberty was very hard to find, and we're going stronger and stronger with Liberty. So that's a big issue, and whether it's the supply is what they're creating, what they're doing with the fertilizer and doing the same thing with chemicals, or where it's just that much shortage there. But somehow there's the supply is not there, supposedly.
And propane, you touched on it. Is it a lot higher than last year?
Yeah, it's 50% higher.
Wow. Well, John, good luck to you. Be safe, especially out there as you head to the field. We'll be checking back in with you here in about, 4 to 6 weeks and see what these yields really are.
Okay. And good luck to everybody.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Everyone stay healthy, stay safe. So long.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by CoAlliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.